So now I've got one question for you as you move forward strategically in business, as you, and we've had to contemplate this too. Are you at this point discounting and kissing off non-JavaScript browsers?
Yes.
So basically it's going to be support for the top three, four, how many, like what are you testing with today?
We're testing against IE 6, 7, and 8, Firefox 2.x and 3, and Safari, just whatever happens to be on our machines. We're not going back and loading old versions of Safari.
Yep. And then Chrome?
We haven't started testing with Chrome yet, although I have done some informal things with Chrome, and it was, you know, for our purposes, it seemed so close to Firefox that it didn't make a big difference. The JavaScript engine is completely different, V8 as opposed to whatever's in Firefox.
Yep.
Yeah, the testing I've done is that Chrome pretty much mirrors Firefox. I mean, I haven't ever ran into a Chrome issue that was not also there in Firefox.
There are some, though. I've read about them. I don't know what they are. Do you know what they are, Scott?
No, I've heard the same thing right now, and I'm not sure the exact versions, but I know, if anything, it should be that they mirror Safari, because both of them are based on WebKit, correct?
Well, both the rendering engines are both based on WebKit, but the JavaScript engines are completely different.
Yep, very different. And then I know that they are running some older versions of things in Chrome right now. Some people have made comments that that Chrome is not running the most current software in some different areas. Mm. So. But we're just adding that to the mix also and doing about the same as you. We've gone IE6 is really the one that's cost us the most and still been the biggest bear to support. But then IE7 and 8, Firefox 2 and 3, and then Safari.
Yeah, so one of the reasons that you go with a framework like jQuery or Prototype is to cut down on the number of issues that you have with that. So beyond the framework, are you finding problems that the framework isn't fixing, or are these things that you're coding that then you need to be more careful with?
The biggest ones that we came down with, let me think, the number, I know the top two are pixel alignment of objects in the rendering engine.
Rendering, okay.
Yeah, menu bars where we're putting images up and all of a sudden because you add padding or you have something in there, you know, you slightly overflow a div and cause a wrap that you didn't expect.
Yeah, because the frameworks don't help you with that stuff.
No, and then the other one is transparent GIFs and images that we've had to go with some of these JavaScript hacks because we were starting to use a lot of transparent GIFs and PNGs and IE6 still doesn't support those. And so we've had to do some workarounds on that.
Yeah, that's been my experience as well, as the CSS issues with IE is really what's been the holdup with the project I'm working on.
And it really is IE6. You know, we did all this testing. It was so funny. We actually did a bad deployment into our beta testing that we had gone through everything, and at the last minute we made a few changes and forgot to run it through IE6, got it into beta, and immediately had, you know, about a third of the people blow up and give us feedback. And as soon as we looked at it in IE6, we could see why. And
you got a third of your people using IE6?
You know, here's the thing that's interesting, and this is really fascinating to me. Collegefootball.com, very different community of users, right? So what we found there is we had to support IE6. We had 33 to 38% of the people visiting the site in IE6. And what we're finding, and this is what's fascinating, is the people we've interacted with, they tend to be the people at work, and their office will not upgrade the browser. So, and this is anybody from major television networks to large law firms. I mean, we've had people from a wide range of corporations where their corporate standard on the desktop is still IE6. And I'm kind of blown away. Like I say, one was a major television network.
I would think that from the security issues alone, they would be upgrading.
I was just floored, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, this is a huge television network. Yep, they wouldn't do it. The other was a large LA law firm. Same thing. They just said, nope, that it's locked down. They can't do anything about it, and they're in IE6. So, you know, we looked at the Google stats, which was really useful, and that's where we started to see the numbers and early on and realized that we had to support it. And so we've targeted a number of our beta testers as people in those locations that, that can provide that feedback.
Are you seeing any or much IE5.5?
You know, no, it's almost gone anymore.
That's
I remember
my
that the last
too.
Yeah, the last time I looked at the stats, it was like a tenth of a percent of the IE browsers. So it's not like still what we're finding again in this particular demographic of collegefootball.com is 80% of the people visiting the site are IE. And then out of that, it was the majority was IE7 with about 60-something percent IE7. IE6 came in next, and then I was surprised that we had almost like a percent of IE8, and then the others were just fractional.
That's kind of my experience too, and it's a good thing because IE5.5, I mean, you think you got problems with 6.
Yeah.
The libraries even, I mean, all of the frameworks even punt on 5.5. They say, oh, well, you know, we hope it works.
Yeah. Do you catch that in your site and redirect them or present them with anything? Do you make an attempt? Because this is another discussion we've had recently, and we've looked around to see what do? Do you try to hook it and present them with something to say, hey, gosh, sorry, this site isn't going to work. You need to go upgrade your browser.
Our, because of what we do, it's a little different. We are actually creating JavaScript programs that our partners use in their sites, and we're really kind of an add-on. So if we fail, the base site just keeps working. Now,
okay.
I probably ought to check on that because there are some things I could do to fail more nicely, right? So that their browser doesn't report an error or something. If they're 5.5, just not even send anything down, just send an empty file. That would be pretty easy to do, but.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking. Or a, hey, upgrade your browser message or something.
Yeah.
And that's what we're debating is do we put that kind of a hook in?